Ramsey TV.
Okay, I decided I'm just going to do this today. I'm going to talk about human nature and mortality and sin. I alluded to this yesterday. I said I was going to do it sometime this week. I'm going to do it today here on MZTV. Welcome to the show. I'm Martin Zender, and I'm thrilled every day to be able to talk to you. Oh, go to the website, martinzender.com. Excuse me. I put all the information about the Phoenix Conference on May 5th, 6th, and 7th up there, so you don't have to wonder which show I talked about, the venue or the dates or anything. It's at my website. At the top of the page, I'll have my sister put a notification there. You'll click. You have all the information. You have the hotel, the dates, and you'll have the contact information for Dave Ward. Go to martinzender.com. So most people think that human nature is evil. But God doesn't make crap. If human nature is evil, then humans are evil. But humans are not evil. But Martin, we're beset by sin. How can you say we're not evil? But why are we beset by sin? Is that a trick question? No, it's not a trick question. We're beset by sin because we are dying, because we're mortal. It's mortality that's the problem. You're not the problem. Mortality is the problem. Cut yourself some slack. You have mortality coursing through your veins. You're dying. That's why you screw up. That's why you're tired. That's why you said something to the kids that you wish you hadn't. You're mortal. When God takes away mortality, all your problems are going to disappear. God doesn't need to take away sin, per se. He just needs to take away mortality. When God removes mortality and gives us immortality, then you won't even need to say that we will no longer sin. Because sin and mortality go hand in hand. And I'm going to read a verse for you from Romans 5:12. It's a really strange verse. It's strangely worded. Thank you, Paul. Paul has a habit of doing that, but that's okay. I'm going to walk you through it. I've talked about this before, but I have a new example that I gave to a friend recently, and it's going to help you. It's pretty humorous, this example, I think. So we go to Romans 5:12. Therefore, even as through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death, and thus death passed through into all mankind, on which all sinned. Did you get that? Well, I told you it was a little awkward. There was only one man in the history of the human race who sinned first and then became mortal. And that man was Adam. But after him, we are mortal first. And we sin because we're mortal. Adam was the channel who brought mortality into the entire human race. Why did he do that? Because mortality is a necessary prerequisite for immortality. Death is a necessary prerequisite for life, for resurrection. And that's what we're all looking forward to. But we wouldn't be looking forward to it if we weren't dying. Dying sucks, yes, but the contrast, when we're raised from the dead, made immortal, ooh, it's going to be delicious. Or as they say in the Spanish lingo, que rico. Que rico. Ah, how delicious, how wonderful. I'll never forget my dad telling me how he was turned off from God as a kid. And he used the phrase, dirty birth. I said, what's that? You know, I had not yet come up into God, grown into God, looked at the scriptures for myself. Well, they told me that I was evil. I was evil. And they said I was born a sinner. But actually, see, that's not technically true. You're not born a sinner. You're born mortal. And because you're mortal, you sin. Got to go back to Romans 5:12 there. But hang on. So my dad, it turned him off right away. Nature is good. Yeah, but Martin, human nature is evil. Ah, that's what Christianity has told you. But human nature is not evil. Well, Martin, you're going to have to bring me a verse for that one. Well, I'm glad you asked. Romans chapter 2, verse 14. For whenever they of the nations that have no law, by nature may be doing that which the law demands, these, having no law, are a law to themselves. The shock there is that those of the nations by nature did the things of the law. There are times, because of the Spirit of God making its home in us, and in this case in some of the believers, the believers that Paul was talking about here, the members of the nations Paul was referring to here, which are the believers, they have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God can occasionally, does occasionally, God decides how much it happens, temporarily overcome mortality, and you end up doing good things. And here we have those of the nations, the people I've just been referring to, who by nature do the things of the law. If human nature is evil, how could it do the things of the law? Which, as I've been telling you in weeks past, it are righteous. The things of the law are righteous. Thou shalt not commit murder. Righteous. Honor your father and mother. Righteous. Have no other gods before me. Righteous. Do not commit adultery. Righteous. By nature, they're doing this. So this verse proves that nature is not evil. Then what's the problem? Back to Romans 5, verse 12. Through one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and through sin, death. Remember, on the day you eat the fruit, to die, you shall be dying. It doesn't say you shall surely die. That's King James Version and most other common English versions. Scripture says, to die, you shall be dying. In other words, to die, future, the actual death state, you shall be dying, that is, you shall be mortal. So Adam's sin brought mortality, which would eventually bring death itself. Except for us, we're going to be snatched away on our feet. Don't worry about it. So look at what Romans 5:12 says now. Through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death, and thus death passed through. It is death that we inherit from Adam. Death passed through into all mankind, on which all sinned. So with Adam, we have the sin and the death. With us, it's the death, then the sin. Death, or sin, feeds on mortality. Death here is used as a figure of association for the dying process, for mortality. So it was death, i.e. mortality, that passed through into all humanity. On which all sinned. So we sin because we're dying. We're not dying because we sinned. You get that? We sin because we're dying. We're not dying because we sinned. In other words, we didn't make some mistake that caused us to be constituted sinners. Adam did that. Adam sinned. And by whatever means, God brought mortality into his veins and then passed it on via DNA. Mortality is somehow attached to our DNA. It sucks, I know. But the God who put it in there can take it out just as easily. But it's an artificial attachment. It's artificial. It doesn't belong there. It's not inherent to our nature. It's been added to our nature. And it's mortality that devitalizes us. It makes us not able to do what we want. Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. There you go. Spirit is willing. You want to do the right thing. You want to do the right thing. But the flesh is weak. Why is the flesh weak? Romans 5:12. Because mortality has passed through onto all humanity, on which all sinned. I was telling this to a friend, and he had a real problem with this. He didn't understand it. I said, well, what is it about it that you don't understand? See, he was so immersed in the Christian theology that he was born a sinner. He couldn't get it out of his head that there was nothing wrong with him per se, there was nothing wrong with the nature, but that something was afflicting it. And that something is mortality, that when removed, will no longer provide a feeding ground for sin. Because you see, sin feeds on mortality. And the example I gave my friend was, I said, picture a Petri dish. You know, like in your biology class and at school, you have this Petri dish and the bacteria grow on it. And you use the Petri dish to study the bacteria, which flourish in the Petri dish. And my friend says, what is this Petri dish? I don't get it. I said, okay, that's fine. All right. I said, all right. Picture a piece of shit. And he said, oh, okay, yeah, a piece of shit. I got it. Okay, right now. The shit is placed on a gold bar. Right? You got a gold bar and you got a piece of shit. Got it? Oh, yeah, I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. Now, what comes to the piece of shit? Well, flies. Exactly. The flies are drawn to the shit. And the shit's on the gold bar. The gold bar is your nature. It's God's creation. It's pure. But it has been overlaid artificially with a piece of shit. And that piece of shit is mortality. I've never said the word shit so much in one video. I apologize to anyone who has sensitivities to that word. It must be done, though, for the sake of the analogy. It's a great analogy. My friend got it right away. I said, what happens when you take away the shit that's been artificially dumped onto the gold bar, onto the nature? Well, the flies disappear. They have no reason to be there. Exactly. They have no reason to be there. They feed on it. And when that thing goes away, which they are feeding on, and the gold bar is cleaned and squeegeed and everything, the flies go somewhere else. There you go. God is going to take away mortality. Well, where do you read this, Martin Zunder? Well, you know. Let me hear it. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 22 through 26. 22 will do it, but I kind of like to go through to verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. Even as an Adam, all are dying. There you go. Even as an Adam. It doesn't say all are sinning. It says all are dying. But those who are dying, sin flocks to death. Sin is the flies that flock to the shit of death. Even as an animal are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. That's a great word there. Vivification means life beyond the reach of death, which means bye-bye mortality. So when that S word goes away, I'm tired of saying it, thank you. I'm sure you're relieved as well. When that S word goes away, sin goes away. When death goes away, sin goes away. When all are vivified, it will no longer need to be said. It will be superfluous to say, well, I wonder if God's going to do away with sin next. No, he's just done away with mortality. He doesn't have to do away with sin because he's done away with the mortality. The sin feeds on the mortality. Let's go on there. And my dad, if only he had been told, there's nothing wrong with you. You've been devitalized. You've been compromised. You've been infected by this thing called mortality. But God is going to remove the infection. You're fine. You're just running low on spirit. Spirit is willing, flesh is weak. Running low on spirit. God's going to take care of that. Well, what's going to make us immortal? Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And then when spirit fills you, it'll drive mortality out. And then everything you want to do, you will do. Everything you're willing to do, you will do. The spirit is willing, because that's what the spirit is. The flesh is weak because of mortality. Take away mortality. Flesh is no longer weak. Nothing wrong with flesh either. Nothing wrong with flesh. Nothing wrong with the skin. Nothing wrong with the epidermis. It's given to you by God. It's nice. The integumentary system, largest organ in the body, the skin. It's devitalized. It's been hijacked. It's been compromised by mortality. Jesus Christ, when he appeared to his disciples, was flesh and bone. He was flesh. Was he a sinner? No. So there's nothing wrong with flesh. There's nothing wrong with nature. There's no such thing as dirty birth. There's no such thing as being born a sinner. You're born mortal, on which all have sinned. Death passed through into all humanity, Romans 5:12, upon which all sinned. Adam sins, brings death. Death passes through. We sin because we're dying. But this dying business is going to go away because vivification. As in Adam, all are dying. Thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, yet each in his own class. The first fruit Christ, thereupon those who are Christ in his presence, thereafter the consummation, whenever he may be giving up the kingdom to his God and Father, whenever he should be nullifying all sovereignty, all authority, all power, for he must be reigning until he should be placing all his enemies under his feet. And what's the last enemy to be abolished? Verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the last enemy is being abolished, death. And when the last enemy, death, is abolished, there will be nothing left but life. And with no death, sin will be impossible.